सो नित्यम भागवत सेवया। बाय परफॉर्मिंग सर्विस टू भागवत सो देर आर टू भागवत, वन इज द बुक भागवत वी आर जस्ट चैंटिंग, एंड अदर इज व्यक्ति द प्रभु भागवत। देर आर सो मेनी प्रभुज हु आर चैंटिंग भागवत, picking pockets of people, catching so much money. Bhagavat Saptah, Bhagavat Puran, making money. Pravachan, Pravachan, they are making Pravachan. Srila Prabhupada has given us such a wonderful arrangement. Tapo Dibyam, the Lord Rishabdeva has appeared just to teach us. तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकामेव सौख्यम अनंतम। दिस सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन इज अवेलेबल, वेरी नाइस श्लोक इन फिफ्थ कैंटो फर्स्ट श्लोक। नायं देहो देहभाजां निलोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हते विद्भुजां ए तपो दिव्यं पुत्रका एन सत्त्वं शुद्धे स्माद् ब्रह्म सौख्यम् अनंतम्। महत्सेवां द्वारमाहुर्विमुक्ते तमोद्वारं योषिता संगिसंगं महान्तस्ते समचित्त महान्तस्ते समचित्ता प्रशांता विनयन्वः सुहृदः साधवो ए। दिस श्लोक्स आर गोल्ड माइंस। एवा मयी से कृत सौहदार्या जनेषु देहस भरवार्तिकेषु गृहेषु जाया न जरातिमस्सु न प्रीतियुक्ता वदार्थ श्लोके नूनं प्रमत्तं कुरुते विकर्मः यतिन्द्रियः प्रेत्य आप्रणोति न साधु मन्ने यत आत्मनोयम् मसस्त नपि क्लेशद आसदेह। सो इफ वी वांट टू दिस भागवतम इज फुल ऑफ प्रेयर्स। इफ समबडी हैज टू प्रे ही मस्ट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ भागवत पुराण। सो ही इज गिविंग इंस्ट्रक्शन। ऋषभदेव है हंड्रेड ऑफ सन 100। सी इज गिविंग इंस्ट्रक्शन कि दिस अथातो ब्रह्म जिज्ञासा इन संस्कृत द लेटर अर्थ अथ अथ डजेंट स्टार्स बट संस्कृत बिकॉज ऑफ द संधि विक्षेद दे ऑलवेज राइट अथ अथ बट इट मीन्स देर इज समथिंग प्रीवियस टू इट मीन्स यू हैव टेकन मेनी बर्थ्स। You are dog, you are hawk, you are cockroach, you are mosquito. Now they have got this human form. So he's saying, Brahma Jigyasa. This human form is meant for Brahma Jigyasa. Let us try understand this Brahma Jigyasa. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabdate. So many people are trying. Now there is so much wonderful thing is happening in the media, communication, so many channels talking about religion. But there is a great misfortune. None of them are talking something genuine. Everybody is, in fact, materialists, if they are talking, they are advertising something for matter, so they are doing something in the mode of darkness. And these people, the many sadhus who are hidden in Himalaya, now they are coming with big garlands, nice big singhasan, sitting in front of channel, astha, sanskar. What they are speaking? Completely nonsense, which has nothing to do with Krishna bhakti. Also writing, Sri Bhagwan, darshan fees, 5,000, come on, take darshan, give 5,000, go away. They open account, No need of coming. You can just get the Shakti from far away. Just put some money in account. Kripa will come. Mercy is flowing. And we are dead animals. There is no substance. Not even cow dung inside the brain. Never use. Just pushing Punjab National Bank. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, 0. Nirbal Baba. Put the money. Kripa came. Oh. I just came to know about your Kripa. I put money. All my problem is solved. So this is why. This is magic. Rishabhdev says that when you go in the process of yoga ladder, when you go to one stair, two stairs, you get some mystic power. Sometimes you say, I just thought for sweet rice, it came. God, mystic power, chanted proper round, sweet rice is there. I said, Baba, now don't worry, you will pass the exam. Puji, you just told me, I have now 90% mark. See, after all I'm chanting. So, this is the nefarious nature of this Maya. He catches the brain of intelligent people. The sadhus are also bewildered because they stay in Himalayas. They are chanting so many rounds. They have done so much tapasya. They have big hairs. They have shaped their hairs. They are without any dress. And they get some mystic power. They get bewildered. They think they got the God. Now they are God. What do you want to do? So you have to follow the Rishabhdev. So they, if you go to the Jain Sampradaya, Jain Muni, they have Swetambar, they have Digambar. Rishabhdev, according to them, the Rishabhdev is the preceptor of Jain religion. Rishabhdev are the platform of Mahabhagavat. He never takes bath, he's just walking, he's moving. He passing his stool anywhere he wants. His stool is so powerful, full of perfume. 3 kilometers you can smell Rishabhdev passes stool, my God. When you will become that type of mystic yogi? These Jain Munis, they also start chanting without taking bath, without doing manjan. There's first thing is you have to chant some mantra. What is the big difference? They are cockroach. They are trying to compare with the Mahans, Paramans. They want to become like Rishabhdev. Rishabhdev can walk on the river, barefooted. He can walk in the sky. Can you do that? But they are not understanding the message of Rishabhdev. Tapo. This word tapasya has a very big meaning. In human form, we are voluntary supposed to practice tapasya. Sometimes people say, we are so, what, kya Hare Rama Hare Krishna, what is the lecture? Chaniyam ka follow karo, finish. Mangal arti aao, prasad khao. That's it, this is the lecture. What is there? Unless you give masala, mircha, you become like Asaram Bapu, you speak like, so many shloka, chant 5,000 shloka. You become Srutidhar. And you start reading the mind of people. I have problem. Maharaj. Oh, okay, I understand. You have come? Because your son is lost? Don't worry. After 3 days he will be back at home. That type of sadhu is needed. Not like you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. You go preaching, they say, Baba, Swamiji, aap log khali hai, blank. You have no work. So you can always go put tilak and take prasadam time to time. We have to follow family, big responsibility. We have to work from morning 9 to 5. And to go to the work, we have to again travel 3 hours. And come from the work again, we have to travel 3 hours. We have never time for ourselves to become human beings. how and when we are going to follow Rishabhdev. Ahar, Nidra, Bhai, we are just under the neck. Just this Maya is trying to make us work and work and work. Yesterday I saw the house, Mukesh Ambani's house. My God, you can see from anywhere. Yes, father, Dhirubhai walked barefooted. He went by bicycle. Now the man has made a tower. Panditji bola, bhaiya, sani graha thik nahi hai. If you stay in this house, you are finished. Now this house is empty, you cannot go inside. This is a mystic world. Only people, only who can take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, he is blissful. He can take Krishna Prasad, enjoy their life, and at the end, devotees will chant Hare Krishna Dhun, and he will go back to Godhead, Krishna Loka. We have got the greatest opportunity. We have also got the greatest responsibility, because there are so many animals preaching Krishna consciousness. In the name of Krishna, they are selling Bhagavatam. They are monkeys. They don't know what they are doing. You know, big car, very big watch, 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs watch, you know, sadhus. And then walk like a, you know, yes, Mahamandaleshwar. Then they write so many things. Even the Muslims, even the Christians, Dinakar, Dinakar. Oh, he gives, oh my God, oh, Christ, for the sake of Christ, please, please take away all the problem. Finished. Dinakar, 25,000 rupees right now. So, oh, this has become the biggest business, trade market. Lootahin. Dharma. They are cheating, they are plundering. They become guru. Everybody wants to take initiation from Guru Maharaj. And Guru says something, it is God's voice. See, our Swaminarayan. We had struggled to build the Delhi temple, morning to evening, running around, going so much hard. You know, you can feel when you go from Delhi, Bombay to Delhi, you will know how it looks like. And then go door to door, say people, give some money. And here is Swaminarayan, Guru Maharaj. Oh, bhai, I will not start this building unless first you pay the money. In one meeting, money was collected. In one stroke, they had a meeting in Nisden. All the big Marwadis, Patel, not Marwadis, all the Patels from New York, from New Jersey, and from different places, they came to London Temple. And he said, you see, my health is very poor. I'm not going to start this temple unless the money is ready. Somebody says £100,000, somebody says £500,000, somebody says this and that. Another guy from New Jersey gave blank check. Fill up the money and take it out. The temple was built within 2 years. Marvelous temple, greater than Lal Killa. But what is there? They are charging 300 rupees for going in. Making billions of rupees just by making you go inside. Mastermind, businessman, Gujarati, they are churning money. This is the religion. Of course, Krishna consciousness has no parallel to it. But very recently, Prabhupada's first disciple, Prabhakar, Acharya Prabhakar, was there in our temple. He's my very old friend. I know him for a long time. And there was another man, Suresh Chand Sastri. So they used to tell, Prabhupada will get up in Jhansi. He used to come from Allahabad to Jhansi to sell his terpen. You know, he has a balm, painkiller. He will bring that in a very big trunk and come to Jhansi and sell it. Go shop to shop, take name and address. Tell them, please, you become my seller. Keep it, sell after that, you give money. Like that. Same times, this is like limited time. Morning, evening, he will have a saligram in his neck. And he will go and ask, there is somebody who can help me. I want to preach Krishna consciousness. So, He told that one day somebody told him, you go to Acharya Prabhakar. He is a professor in this Ayurveda medical college, college. And he is very young and he is very vigorous. He will help you. So it is around 1951. Prabhupada comes, he goes to that house where Acharya Prabhakar is taking bath. He pulled water from the well and he has soap in his body. He is trying to take bath. So he has already finished the water. There was no water. But he was just trying to put his lota inside. By the time Prabhupada appears there, he comes. And Prabhupada immediately takes the bucket and puts in the well, bring in full of water. So he thought, the bucket was full of water. Then he put water and he washed his face. Oh, namaskar, namaskar. Aap kaun hai? I am Bhakti Vedant. Bahut khushi hui aapse milkar. Prabhakar ji, aap Krishna Consciousness ke first pillar hai, stambh hai. No dialogue, he's just saying like that. So, I have to preach Krishna Consciousness. So, he said, where are you living? He said, I'm in somebody's house. He said, come, please come to my home. So, Prabhupada stayed with him 6 years. 4 years in Jhansi, 2 years in Bombay. The people who interviewed him for 15 minutes, half an hour, cannot write what happens in 6 years. I had chance to see all the people whomever Prabhupada had his association. I met also Ramakrishna Bajaj. I was here, I used to go and visit him. I had so much association with Sumit Murarji. And that's why if you talk to those people, you get more and more attached to Srila Prabhupada. What a sublime personality he was. So dedicated to Krishna. So he was saying, I just forget another story in between. There was Dr. Suresh Chandra Shastri. He told me, he said that Prabhupada will get up because Prabhupada also stayed in his home in Sipri Bazar. That is written in the Leelamrit book. So he will get up in the night, 12 o'clock. Dr. Shastri, get up, get up. Why you are disturbing me? You are an old man. I am a young man. I am feeling sleepy. Why you are waking me? Listen, listen, please, please listen. I have got the formula how to make the whole world Krishna conscious. So he said, I thought this old man is pagal. Why he is just crying? He wants to make the whole world Krishna conscious. And then when he got this Acharya Prabhakar, then he started staying Prabhakar. Then he said that Prabhupada has his saligram. He said that I want to cook for you today. So Prabhupada cooked his food, had nice tulsi dal, and offered prasadam, he feed him. First day, in first meeting, he gave water to take bath to Prabhakar, also he fed him. Prabhakar was finished. He said, I thought, my God, what I will do now? So he says, now I have to go to my responsibility, I have to go to the college. No problem, please go. He said, when I came, in the evening, by the time already the sabji was cut, everything was ready for the evening cooking. So he said, just because of such a sublime attitude of Bhakti Vedantaji, immediately I became his servant. Though he was thinking he is my friend. That time we were not thinking. Today also he doesn't think that he is his disciple. He thinks, oh, he was very learned. He himself thinks that, you know, I am also very... Now he becomes Shankaracharya. Very recently, on the Chaturthiya day, he has declared his Shankaracharya. But still, he thinks that Jhansi was the place where Krishna consciousness came into sprouting stage. And Prabhupada took it all over the world. And he has mission to spread in all over India. His society is still named. Prabhakar, Acharya Prabhakar runs the society called Sar Bhakta Samaj. That Prabhupada made the League of Devotee, the Hindi Rupantar, same, Bhakta Samaj. So he has the same slogan, same thing, same symbol that Prabhupada is saying, that from nuisance to the light, same symbol like that. So the point I was trying to make, the Prabhupada is not a simple lump of flesh and bone. Prabhupada, Krishna's mercy has personified. Just like when Chaitanya appeared, Lord Chaitanya is nobody else than the pure love of Radharani. He came. In Chaitanya Mangal, when Murari Gupta and Swarup Damodar are discussing about Lord Chaitanya's appearance, so they are mentioning that this incident took place in Dwarka. In Dwarka, Rukmini is very concerned. In the night he sleeps and he watches. This black cow is always doing this. He never sleeps. For 100 years Krishna never slept. He just makes like he's a fake sleeper. He sleeps with Rukmini, but his eyes are open. He's thinking of Braj. He's thinking about Radharani. He's thinking about these gopis. So she became very upset. She became very agitated. Rukmini says, "What is this? You just live with me. It doesn't belong to me. You belong to Radharani. I want to know how much, what kind of affection and love she has. Can you show me? Can you show me? Have you got energy to show Radha's love to me?" Same time, this Naradji is traveling. He thinks now Krishna is going to wind up his leela. What will happen to this age of Kali? So he is also coming from Brahma. Brahma gave him this 4 shloka Bhagavatam. But still he wants to know from Krishna what is the destiny of these people from Kali. So he says, okay. Krishna becomes Gauranga. And he says, Rukmini sees him. Beautiful, wonderful golden form. The first darshan of Gauranga was graced by Rukmini and Naradji. As soon as Narad saw, he fainted on the ground. What is this? Such a beautiful, wonderful personality. So he said, okay, you are my broadcasting minister. Now this is your job. You go to Shiva. You go to Brahma. You go to Indra. You go to every demigod. Go and tell them, I am coming. I am going to appear in Mayapur. I am going to appear in Sachi Mata's house. I will be Jagannath Mishra's son. Go and tell them. So I am just saying that on a very, very curious mood of Rukmini, Gauranga's holy presence was there in Dwarka. Same way, when you see Senapati Bhakt, Prabhupada is no other than Gauranga's special mercy. When all the devotees, they are chanting, dancing, thinking, where is this bhakti? Where is this letter? Prithivite ache jate nagaradi gram. Sarvatra prachar hoi ve morna. Where is this? It will be written in the book. Then Prabhupada becomes the mercy personified. He appears here. He comes to this Day family's house. He appears. And he takes so much trouble. He wants to show you that you can also take this task of service of Radharani, this desire of Rupa Goswami. You can fulfill the desire of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So anybody and everybody who takes part in the ISKCON movement is the greatest fortunate soul. Okay, this is not ordinary movement. Just by coming inside, just by touching Bhagavad Gita as it is, just by being follower of Srila Prabhupada, you already cleared. You know, when Narasimhadev appeared, he says, "Prahlad, ask something." He says, "That do you think I am a trader? Don't talk to me like this." Prahlad becomes angry to Narasimhadev. He said, no, my wife, keep quiet. You see, this is my nature. Anybody have my darshan, personified darshan, he must get some blessing. You can fulfill your every desire. Whatever you desire now, it will be fulfilled. Then, because he is a Vaishnava, he is a compassionate soul, immediately thinks, my God, my father has tortured me so much. He is going to go in Rau Narak. He will go in hellish planet. He will suffer like anything. He says, okay, my Lord, you want to bless me? Bless me that my father doesn't get any jerk out of punishment he has, inflicted upon me. Please. Lord Nrisimhadev says, 21 generation. 14 generation past, 7 coming generations. 21 generations. Any devotee takes birth in Krishna conscious family, 21 generation is finished. Then he becomes a devotee. So, if somebody says, oh, you are an engineer, you are a doctor, you are an advocate, your father spent so much money, you have liability to pay it off, what are you doing? If bank would have given you money, you would have done something. You are a shameless man, young man, you left home. What are you doing? The answer is what? Guaranteed by Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev is saying 21 per family generations are protected. So you are not protecting your 21 generation. By giving this holy name to others, you are protecting and involving others, manifesting this Krishna prema to others. So Rishabhdev is a lot of austerity. And that's why we must appreciate the Jains. Jains are very austere. You go. Of course, they have drawback, there is no Krishna. They don't understand what is the meaning of Rishabhdev's instruction. This tapasya is not only to finish the karma, you become the papless. The nature of soul is constant activity. Sat, Chit, Anand. So if you are alive, you must act. If you are dead, no problem. Samadhi. So if you are alive, you must act. Act for what? Making money. Act for what? Building house. Act for what? For perpetually serving and pleasing the devotees of Krishna. Even if in this lifetime, if you make one devotee happy by your attempt, Krishna Bhakta, 21 generation of your life, and anybody whom you have approached to make them devotee, they will also get benefit. So this is a very big link. This is actually, this Krishna consciousness is also a game. If you tactfully, susukham kartum abhyam, this Bhagavad Gita says, this is joyfully performed. Krishna consciousness, if somebody is a morose, must understand the man is not Krishna conscious. Somebody has, so much trouble. He is not Krishna conscious because he is struggling. If you are joyful, must understand Krishna's some affection, some love. You have ever seen Brajavasi? We must develop the spirits of Brajavasis. These Brajavasis are always happy. Because they are Vindas. Because they know Krishna is always there to look after them. Do you wonder? They challenge the demigods, king of demigod Indra. The challenge. And such a big havoc came to them. We are worried about one tsunami. Even if 1.5 inch water level comes here right in you, we are finished. And there, so much. You see, this Indra told to Samantak cloud, go, like elephant's leg. This water is falling, like if you go under that water, you are finished. It is like Bum said, finished. And this child Krishna, Kala, Kana, oh bhaiya Kana, bachao. This Brajavasi says, any trouble come? Kana, Kanaya, bachao. They start singing. Aghasur comes, they jump inside the belly. They go inside. Such a joyful Brajavasi spirit. So happy. We are so fortunate to get attached with the Vrindavan, get attached to Krishna's pastime, get attached to touch Bhagavatam, which is full of love. See, Krishna, can you understand? Can you imagine anybody on this planet who can be love personified? Only Prabhupada. He just went to Grand Canyon. He went to New York. He went to such a dusty place. The people who didn't know anything, he touched them. He opened their door, come to Krishna consciousness. Now this is the unfortunate situation. Some people take Krishna consciousness and they don't use. They forget. And then their agenda changes. They start thinking something different. Tajavamana Hari Vimukhan Ke Sang Jake Sang Kubudhi Upajat Prabhu Parat Bhajaname Bhan. This poet is saying that you leave association of people by whose association, in Tatpari you heard, the Prabhupada is saying the association is very important. In the Bhagavad Gita you saw this Varnasram Dharma. You become Brahmana, you become Kshatriya, you become Vaisya, you become Sudra to make a society. We are not living in a society, we are herds. We are animal herds. Everybody wants to wear the same type of dress. You see the bhendi, sips, they just go flop. So, no, this dress, this is the collar, this is, everybody wants to follow. Computer, IBM, MBA, engineering, cyclostyle lifestyle. No color, no culture. We are not human beings. We are not rational human beings. We are animals. We are degraded than animals. Animals, they follow the law of nature. Animals, they don't. You have ever seen the dog? Do you know the dog's lifestyle? Only in some given month, they associate with their partner. And only for procreation. The Veda says, Yogi says, Bhagavatam says, Prabhupada says, you become brahmachari. He says, you cannot live, stay, become householder. For procreating Krishna conscious children. This lifestyle is not to use your senses for other than Krishna's service. So we have to subjugate. We have to withdraw our senses. The people who are like-minded only can protect you. So that's why Prabhupada make ashram. A society he created where we live. Unfortunately, our society is still in a childhood mood. We don't want to grow. Some people want to grow. Some people want to think, that's it. This is good. This is fair. Oh, nice. Prasadam, aarti is going. The report is ready. We read the report. GBC report, final. Fresh. Every year we are making. Prabhupada's guru, Bhakti Siddhanta, doesn't build any temple. He did not corporate a corporation. He created a house of love where anybody and everybody, whoever comes to this home, never goes back. He's finished. He only goes one way traffic. He goes back to Godhead. He goes to Krishna Loka. This is his khan. So Prabhupada has created this society to take us back home. He is the captain. I have firm faith. If we all, or some of us, whoever takes shelter of Srila Prabhupada, guarantee, if we follow these four regulatory principles, of course it is very cheap, very easy. Mangalarti, four regulatory principles, follow it. Then you will understand how difficult is this. Are you practicing truthfulness? Are you chaste, mansa, vacha, karmana? Think. You do your own search. Who are you? You are a cheat in the form of devotee? Or you are trying to become devotee? Or you are a fake practitioner? Try to see. Who are you? So, I think he has created this structure. If you get up early morning, if you can sleep after 4 o'clock, it means you are a fake man. If you get up automatically, without alarm, 4 o'clock, it means you have got Prabhupada's instruction. As long as you sleep more than 4, it means still something is there, some problem is happening. When you see that your eyes are open, 4 o'clock, you are ready for Brahma Murti Darshan of Thakurji, then you think, oh, you are in process, you want to become, you are trying to become the devotee. So let us become the truthful to our own devotional service. I am sure, even if one devotee becomes pure, Prabhupada says that my mission will be complete. He told to Sripad, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he said, if you make one scientist Krishna conscious, take this temple, I will build another one. For Radha Rajvihari, I will build another temple, you take this complex. Take for preaching the scientist. Because scientists are the god for this age. They are the Nobel laureates. They speak, it becomes the law. So please them. They are intelligent fools. They are not ready to understand their default. Preach them this glory. They understand, they think this is not scientific. Bhagavad Gita, Atha Vijnana Sahitam. The knowledge which can be practiced, which should be practiced, it is Vijnana. He is not talking about knowledge. This Bhagavad Gita is a Vijnana, it is scientific knowledge. It is science. It is metaphysics. It is to be practiced. And to understand it, it doesn't need any degree. Our gopis, they never went to any school. No acharya, nobody. What did they do? Visakha went to any school? Lalita went to another school? Manjari's went? No. They know how to make the garland. They go to Kusum Sarovar, pick up nice flowers. Oh, this is good. I think Krishna will like. And Krishna will go to whom? Krishna will not go to this beautiful woman. Where Krishna goes? He goes where is the beautiful heart. Krishna and Balaram, they are walking. They are going to Mathura. A crore has come to bring them. Gopis, stop the way. You cannot take our Krishna. A crore is saying, this is not your Krishna. This is our Krishna. Then they ask, whom you belong to? He said, I belong to both sides. Very tricky fellow. He said, don't worry, I'm just returning. Take my bansi. They are holding the bansuri, they are keeping in Vrindavan. He goes in Mathura. And this Mama Kans, what is a nice, well-planned program? Kuvaliya paid hathi. Mad elephant. He make them drink more and more alcohol. Go. And this Mahavati is jumping, chirping. They are making big sound. And Krishna and Balaram, they are walking like a king. Though this is the state of Kamsa. Right? They have taken the clothes from this washerman. Oh, bring it. Because they are villagers. They have Raddi Wala Kurta. So they say, no, we are in kingdom. We should look like palacious guy. So they say, hey, Baba, bring. So they take off the dress, which was from the royal palace. Then they go to Darji Wala, give some seva, cut our size, because Kans was tycoon, big guy, and Krishna Balaram is little children. So it was made of their size. Then they are walking. This Mathura Basini lady is very desirous. They want to see sweet Krishna and Balaram. They come out of their home, they are on chhaja, watching. The whole lane, whole road is full of people just standing, watching. There is a little tiny black cow, Khubja. She has also her little nice plate of aarti. See Krishna, whom he likes. Krishna pulls a little hand. Who's right near Khubja? Hey, my dear, how are you? It looks like this all fakes. Beautiful women are discarded by Krishna. He goes to Khubja. Shakes hands. Where is your home? She becomes so happy. Oh, my little tiny, such a dirty place. She goes and takes. He puts his chin. He just puts one leg on her leg. and touches her chin, she becomes a beautiful, wonderful woman. Bhaktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. This beauty is not for others, this is for Krishna. This is his desire, whom he wants to associate with, whom he wants to not associate with. He is free. Yatha tatha va vidadha tu lampato. O lampat, O dhurt, whatever you want to do with me, doesn't matter. You like Kubja, you like Rukmini, doesn't matter. You like me or you don't like me. Lampat. Lampat means who is a flood, who doesn't stay in one place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done no literary work. Only 8 sloka he chants. This is the last sloka. Yatha tatha va vidadha tu lampato. Either you embrace me or throw me broken hearted. I belong to you. That is the commitment. If you think that you belong to Srila Prabhupada, protection is guaranteed. Sometimes I see. We came here for the marriage function of Sam Pandey. I was just visualizing, you know, what education he had, what his father had. Did he got nice reception like this, the way we had yesterday? Just, Prabhupada is a gold mine. Just touch his lotus. You become materially and spiritually purified. Everything comes. Bina sukha sampat, jai sukha sampat, bina hi bulaye, dharma sila par aahe subhaye. If you follow this path of instruction that Prabhupada has given, Prabhupada is the richest sadhu on this planet earth. He has got everything. He has a palace of gold. He sits in the palace of gold. Somebody has a house in America like that, palace of gold, he sits. He has so many servants. He was so happy. So I was telling you about this Ramakrishna Bajaj. I met him here in Bombay. So one day he was saying, I met your Swamiji. He was very sick. I came to know. Then I immediately booked my ticket, went to Delhi and coordinated with Vrindavan. That I want to, when Prabhupada came to know, Ramakrishna Bajaj is coming to see him in Vrindavan. He was very happy. So he went, Prabhupada called for a chair near his bed and he's sitting. Prabhupada has no flesh in his body, just bone. Just bone. And he was so happy. He shook hands with Bajaj. Bajaj said, oh, I'm so sorry, Swamiji. What will happen to this moment? And Prabhupada smiles and he says like this, these young Americans, these young children of mine, who have come here to help my guru. Prabhupada has no mission. He is a menial servant of Bhakti Siddhanta. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has so many big, big sannyasis. He has no faith in them. Prabhupada came to Gwalior Tank. Then one Swamiji wrote, the Puri Maharaj, what is his name? He wrote to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Gurudev, why don't assign the temple president post to Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu? Bhakti Siddhanta writes back, No. You don't bother him. When the right time comes, he will do his right work. Don't bother him. Who will be the great personality like Prabhupada? He has no association. Practically very little association from his guru. Very, very, very meager. There is a Ban Maharaj. There is so many Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswatis. Big, big sannyasis in India. Who has lot of association. Lot of interaction. Prabhupada was forced by his friend Narendra. Come, I will show you. The best sannyasi of this planet. He said, no, I know the sadhus are cheat. I don't want to see. I see my father. He gives money to those guys who smoke ganja, bidi. I don't want to go. But his friend pulled him. He pulled by hand. And when he went, and Prabhupada was strong enough not to offer any dandvat or anything. He thought, why should I? Because he thought sadhus are all fake. But when he saw that his friend so, like magical, he also lied down just by seeing Bhakti Siddhanta. He was flat. When he got up, instruction number one, last instruction of his life. You are an educated young man. Why don't you preach Krishna consciousness to the Western world? So this is on his order. We are working on his order. If we follow, we try to understand, we try to relate with Srila Prabhupada, we try to respect the devotees who have given their life for the service to Srila Prabhupada. We help them, we enhance, we serve them, we provide nice prasad to them. This Krishna conscious movement is a heaven on earth. It is not a heaven actually. It is a Golok on earth. This planet which is under the boundary of ISKCON, it is Golok. It is Golok part. There is no Maya. It is only Krishna Bhakti. Provided that we have this spirit. Prabhupada is saying in the purport, this government, the administrators, they should make sure, like Rishabh Dev is instructing to his sons, so they should take the responsible people in responsible, the people who are responsible post, they must make sure their subordinates must follow Krishna consciousness. They must practice. They must get up early morning. They must abstain from this breaking of four regulative principles. If they follow, then this earth is a place for living. Otherwise, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami's order. What did he say? This is not for gentlemen. Pass the stool, run away from here. Better to just go. Go and run away. If we have to do, we have to preach Krishna consciousness, then stay. Otherwise, just go. So, this chapter is very important. It has taken two slokas from Bhagavad Gita as well, which is totally talking about this Varnashram Dharma. Prabhupada created this Mayapur city just for 50,000 trained Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras. Make a model town. This is called a model town. Mayapur is a model town. Every devotee on this earth planet who says he has love for Prabhupada must help to build this Mayapur. It is not only Amrish Prabhu is the only responsible man that he gives money and it is done. So much seva is required. So please make a commitment in your heart for Radha Chandrodaya Mandir and do some service for that. Also always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. That is the summum bonum of Krishna consciousness. And then there will be never a problem. Problem is, in Hanuman, he was asked, he said, "Bhai, you have also some problem." In Ram Rajya, Lord Ram is asking Hanuman, "You have also some problem?" He said, "No, Prabhu. Kaha Hanumant Vipati Prabhu Soi, Jab Tava Sumiran Bhajan No Hoi." Hanuman is saying, only that is the problem. When I forget you, when I don't chant your name, when I don't do your bhajan. If I'm chanting your name, I'm glorifying you, I'm performing your service, no problem at all. So, Prabhupada has given such a pakka engagement. Morning, 3:45, up till night, 9:30, tick, tick, tick. Even in the night, he said, take a glass of milk, cow milk, read Krishna book. Then what is the dream? Then you see Bakasur comes in the night. Hey, bhai, don't bite me, Bakasur, Agasur. You see this, because you follow them. So we are very fortunate. I am also very fortunate that Asim Krishna invited me to give this class. I am not speaking for you. I am just trying to speak for myself, because sometimes when you speak, I give you one example which has made me a committed human being in this life. I was a young man of 12 years old, and there was a Ram Leela in our village, and that year the person who was supposed to be Ram, he was missing, he didn't come, he was coming from Madhya Pradesh. So one organizer, he said, "Why don't you perform?" So I remember that every day I was memorizing the dialogue what I was supposed to perform in the night, right? And then do this night, and then sleep till 12 o'clock, again get up, then again the system will start for 3 hours, they will make me memorize, and then I again do that. But just because I did this drama, I became a very pakka person in my behavior, in my culture. Oh, this is Lord Ram's. This way Lord Ram went. This is according to the Ram Raj I follow. And that make me so courageous, bold. In my life, I'm always never try. No, nobody can, you know, influence me with anything. Except that I myself become subject of Maya. But otherwise, just because of the performing that drama. So that's why I am saying that if I speak Bhagavatam, if I speak something nice, so I will hear also, right? I am speaking and hearing. So it will give me strength to follow it. So I am just trying to reiterate that commitment for Srila Prabhupada. May Lord, these deities of Radharas Bihari, who are very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada, just like Radha Govindadev is very dear to Rupa Goswami. Radharas Bihari is very, because he has struggled for these deities. He practically called Narasimhadev to proclaim this area. Very dear, very dear. And for me, because I had first darshan of Krishna consciousness through the deities, I met Prabhupada. I also met his devotees in 76. But first deity I saw was Radharas Bihari. Still, till to date, I always keep Radharas Bihari in my home, in my alt, everywhere Radharas Bihari. I am very attached. I was so happy this morning because this Pujari Prabhu, he was very kind. He said, yes, 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 you can perform arati for Radharas Bihari. I feel so, maybe because of his mercy, I am able to speak this nice word. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Hari Bohol. Also, Adhut Hari Prabhu, whenever I see, always remember my mentor, Sridhar Swami. Any question? No? No question? Koi prashna hai? Puche. Prasadam time, bhaiya. 9:15. See? Prasad is more important than the class. Please, 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 don't ask question. Ek question nahi. Pakka. Maliyo. Half second question.
When one devotee, when following to the Vaishnava Parampara, they are getting some, they are getting perfection or some siddhiya. But in this circumstance of Arhat Sampradaya, means who is following to the Rishabhdev's activities, are they getting some siddhiya or just they are wasting his time?
What is your business with this? You are a devotee or you want to become a wonderful man? Kalakar. What do you have to do with this? Always remember, the question must be focused to cure Krishna consciousness. Are you trying to become Krishna conscious? Or you want to become Jain Muni? Well, what is this? It's such a big, vast life of this universe. Nothing. Just focus. If this work let me become, if I become a good book distributor, I will get Krishna Prem. Or if I mop the floor of this temple, I will become Krishna Bhakta. If I just become, take a training in New Bhakta director under him, that will become Krishna conscious. This is what is it? Arhata Sampradaya is meant to purify you. These Jains, they are very good human beings. They are the pure vegetarian. They don't ahimsa paramo dharma. They follow ahimsa. But if they take initiation from Krishna Bhakta, their life becomes successful. Otherwise they are on hold. Maybe they will get mercy one day. Today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Rishabhdev gave them a purificatory process. Tapasya makes you pure. Nirmal jan so mahi pava, mohi kapat chal chidran bhava. Lord Ram is saying, the man who is a Nirmal Baba, not Nirmal Baba, Nirmal Jan. Nirmal Jan means who is very pure in heart. Nirmal. Koi kalank nahi hai dil mein. Koi kushta nahi hai. Bhagavan ke prati ananya prem hai. भक्तों के प्रति बड़ा आदर है। भगवान कहते हैं निर्मल जन सो मोहि पावा, मोहि कपट छल छिद्र न भावा। तो क्या कर रहे हो, छल छिद्र खेलना चाहते हो, क्या मतलब आपसे बाबा? जैन मुनि अर्हत संप्रदाय वाला आपको मिल गया ना, क्या करेगा दूसरी जगह धक्का खा के? प्रभुपाद जी की बात समझो, चार नियम पालन करो, कितना बहुत आसान है ना भाई। सब लोग बोलते हैं, हमारी वाइफ भी बोलती है, कहती है भाई हरे कृष्णा का प्रवचन में केवल एक ही बात बार बार, ये बात तो सबको याद है फिर भी बोलना पड़ता है, क्या मामला, फॉलो नहीं करते? सब लोग यही बात करते हैं, चार नियम चार नियम चार नियम की जान लोगे क्या? अरे फॉलो करो भाई, लेकिन बोल रहे हैं क्यों? इफ यू रीड प्रभुपाद बुक, प्रभुपाद राइट महामंत्र, बट ही डजंट से महामंत्र, ही राइट हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, वेरे वेरी राइट चैंट दिस महामंत्र, ही राइट हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। ही शुड हैव थॉट व्हाई शुड आई रिपीट अगेन एंड अगेन, बिकॉज वी आर फुलिश, वी ऑलवेज फॉरगेट, सो यू हैव टू कीप टेलिंग अगेन एंड अगेन अगेन एंड अगेन, अंडरस्टैंड? I am not chastising you for asking the question. I am saying that you have to understand, before you ask the question, you must understand that did you hear what was the subject matter of the class? The subject matter of class is Varnashram. And the duty of the king, duty of responsible people, to make sure that the subjects like father, Pita na sasyat, Janani na sasyat, person should not become father, he should not become mother, he should not become teacher, he should not. Harai sisya dhan sok na harai, so guru avasana rak maha parai. The guru who takes away all the property of disciple, but sok na, what is the sok in this material world? Perplexity. Ani aur, aur chahiye, maya ki sari saktiyan jutane ka chakkar. Yeah, 36 ka chakkar. किसका? 36 का चक्कर। जब तक हम 36 में रहेंगे हमारी जिंदगी धक्का खाएगी, जब हम 63 के हो जाएंगे 63, दैट इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियसनेस वी फेस टुवर्ड्स गॉड, 63 यू सी 36 एंड 63 फॉलो 63 देन। हरे कृष्ण।